Commerce, Science, and Transportation will come to order. Thank you all for being here. We have a distinguished group of witnesses today to talk about a very important issue to us in the United States of America. That is the state and competitiveness of our supply chain and its resiliency for the future. Each one of our witnesses, the distinguished Dr. Gary Jareffy, Dr. James Lewis, Mr. Rich Avalafia, Dr. Dario Gill, Mr. William Lex, and, Mr. John Miller, all offer a variety of perspectives on the importance of this issue. I can say for me in the state of Washington, the aviation supply chain is something we're very proud of. More than 150,000 people work in that supply chain that continue to innovate and create new products that, as Mr. Avalafia says in his testimony, that's where the innovation is happening in the supply chain. That is why we just recently passed the now called U.S. Innovation and Competitiveness Act, USICA, that we are trying to negotiate with our House colleagues, because we believe in making an increased investment in the supply chain. So I'm sure we're going to hear today also about the challenges we face in the semiconductor sector, an aspect of our supply chain in which we saw great shifts over the last several decades, and the consequence is obviously less jobs in the United States of America. So needless to say, I think Congress has caught on that the supply chain is key to our economic strategy, and that a robust supply chain in the United States of America means we're going to continue to have robust employment in the United States of America. Without the resiliency of the supply chain, it could be complicated as to, given the experience of COVID, whether products can be delivered in a timely fashion, whether our services and security could be impacted, and just how important it is that we have a strategy for a global economy in which a variety of products and services can be delivered in a much more competitive fashion than in the past. That means the important investments that the Department of Commerce should make is important. USICA took several steps to contribute to the resiliency of the supply chain, incentivize domestic semiconductor manufacturing, establish a supply chain resiliency and response office within the Department of Commerce. It makes tremendous investment in the Department of Commerce, National Science Foundation, Department of Energy to support R&D in translating inventions into products, creating regional technology hubs and expanding the workforce and our innovation economy. And these important facilities like our Pacific Northwest National Laboratory can help with spin-offs of new technology that become critical parts of our R&D and domestic supply chain. Also, our NIST-funded manufacturing extension programs can help in working with developing resiliency and supply chain strategies so that we continue to have not just potential customers and supply chain connectors, but understanding, again, how we can best innovate and stay competitive. So I look forward to hearing the testimony from our witnesses today. I feel very excited to have this distinguished group in front of us, and I hope our colleagues will all learn from the information here. In what I would say, Senator Wicker, I'm not sure 20 years ago we would have had the same hearing. I see our colleague, Senator Young, here, the key sponsor behind the what was then the Endless Frontiers Act. I'm not sure we would have been having the same conversation, but the world has changed, supply chains have changed and are changing, and look forward to how the United States stays very competitive.